Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today is the memorial of Blessed Juniper Serra here in the United States, but for our Institute, Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate, we have today the Feast of the Precious Blood of Jesus. And we heard in the first reading from the Old Testament how the blood of those victims, the bulls and goats, was used to sprinkle on the people. And also in the Old Testament, the blood of the lamb was used to put over the lintels of the doors to keep away the destroying angel. And all of these are symbolic figures of the precious blood of our Lord. Okay, those victims and sacrifices of the Old Testament were not capable of taking away sins, but they did prefigure the true Lamb of God, whose blood has infinite value and is capable of taking away sins. And so just as the destroying angel would not go into the homes of those who had the doorpost marked by their blood, so the destroying angel does not dare to touch those souls who have been sealed with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We have in the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 22, it says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Now we know that those sacrifices and oblations of the Old Testament were not efficacious, then how were their sins forgiven? They were forgiven if they had true contrition for their sins and if they had faith and hope in the Messiah. But for us, well, and we should remember that those sacrifices of the Old Testament in general were done with a mixture of water and blood. Okay, and we see how perfectly that symbolizes our Lord on the cross when water and blood flowed forth from his side. Okay, now that completes the sacrifice which was begun at the Last Supper. And so this sacrifice is perpetuated on our very altars where we have the precious blood of Jesus in the chalice. But remember, even when you receive only the sacred species in the form of the sacred host, you receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And so you are cleansed with the waters of baptism, and you continue to be nourished with his precious blood in receiving Holy Communion. And souls who are cleansed and nourished in this manner, the destroying angel cannot touch. Their sins are cleansed. They are purified and made holy in the sight of God, all through the infinite power of the precious blood of Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Christus.